WSHF 567 Monitor. WSHF 567 Monitor.
What's going on? WRWB 489.
Just thought I'd cue this thing up to you as well here. Good morning.
I think you're the first one that queued up this morning.
Copy.
Morning, gentlemen. WSHG 719.
Oh.
Morning, right back.
What's going on with your dude? You are Dave, right?
Yeah, I had to get the video going. I clearly hear the audio on now. I didn't have the radio turned up very much, I wasn't sure. So, I had nothing. Woke up 20 minutes ago or so, trying to pump as much coffee in as I can. I did. Rolling there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger. Was the audio on this thing kind of low or what?
Yeah, it was a little low. I can understand that last transmission when you're coming in loud.
Oh, okay. Alright. Yeah, I just gotta talk closer to it. I tend to keep it away from my mouth, you know, at least about a good 4 inches.
There's been a few times, not today, but you really must be really far away from it. That's kind of strange to hear you there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger.
Were you out here yesterday?
Yeah, I was for a minute, and I left.
Hell, you could have slept in there.
Yeah, I always get up, you know, around this time.
Yeah, alright, it's just like me, that I'm always up at 4. Sometimes, 3:30, every once in a while, 3:30. Once I open my eyes, man, I can't close them, so. And then by 4:15, the coffee's made. So I get up and sit and wait till 4:15. Go get my coffee there, all right?
Yep, I hear you. I'm going to take a standby here, Dave. So we'll catch you in a little bit. This is WRWB 489. And we'll be standing by.
So 793 monitoring. BW has the U2OD monitoring. Morning, 202. What do you need? Oh, I was up earlier, man. My pain in my ribs, man. I took my meds and I got the bed, man. I just got up. Roger. Yeah, Roger that. I'm still waking up, sucking cup. Got up at 4. Oh, actually 3:30, yeah. I sent my second cup here and just, you know, usual stuff, sitting here in the fog, staring at the wall. Yeah, it took me a couple minutes to have a little wobble in the kitchen, get me another cup, man. Alright, man. Morning time to you. So this is the 793 monitoring. Hey, you ever look at your phone, man? Your Facebook Messenger? Yeah, I did this morning. Gave it a thumbs up. I haven't looked at the phone yet. Alright, that's it, man. I'll be back in a minute. 202. Best part of waking up. Oh, you drink your cold soup? I don't know, man. She drank and beans all up, some kind of Colombian coffee. Yeah, I don't know. You fully awake? What was that? Oh yeah, I'm ready, I'm fired up, man. Alright, let's see, WRWB, I think it's 489 from WSHM, 738.
Yeah, what's going on, Paul? WRWB, 49.
Yeah, good morning. What's going on? They're driving crazy out here already this morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, where are you at? 696? 94?
I am in the state of Michigan.
WRUP, Q44.
WRUP, 244. I think that's Jim. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm having a little bit of I'm going to have to go do my jumpers or something over here because I'm down the other band.
Yeah. Mike?
Yeah. Anyway, you were saying that you're driving around,
eh? Aimlessly. Anyways, so that's the big audio difference. He's booming and you're very quiet. That radio needs, and that's what I think I found for a few friends' radios like that, Mike. Their quality control on deviation isn't very good. Some are good and some are light. Yours is light.
Yeah, and I'm like talking directly into it. And, you know, you should be able to hear me. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm hearing you, but I have to turn the volume up for you where other guys are booming. And that's a product of deviation. So... anyways, that one's just a little, that radio's quiet.
Yeah, I hear you there. Well, you get what you pay for.
Well, that's true too. How you been, Jim?
Oh, copacetic. Doing well. Off today. We got up early and went to turn the radio on, and at least on the 11 meters started getting all different readings and everything, so I got a little project, even though I didn't want a project.
Mike?
Yeah, not much to say here. Except for, haven't heard Jim out here in about a quick minute.
Yeah, well, I think he gets on every now and then. I don't know the frequency of it, to tell you the truth. Winner Sam's in here this morning. Sam, are you in here? WSHF 567. You in there this morning? We'll put the no. We'll check the no box there, Jim. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I copy. Let me ask you on the 142, if I go to key and the lights that were, you know, fully illuminated start to dim, where would the problem be? I'm going to go back to you, Paul. I know I'll send it to Mike after that, but go, Paul.
Your problem over there needs to stay over there. That's what needs to happen with that.
So, Mike.
Yeah, what's going on there, Jim?
All right, well, anyway, sign me out. I got a phone call I got to deal with here real quick. WSHM. 738.
SHNN 738 WRUP 244. I'll have this on today. I'm off today, so I'll have this on, and maybe we'll catch you later. 73.
Yeah, take care there, Paul. WRWD, morning. We'll be, I guess, standing by unless you're still being here, Jim.
Mike, I'll catch you later.
DJ, WSHF 567, waiting.
Oh, there he is. Hey, you just missed Paul and Jim still in here. Go there, Jim.
Yeah, but I'm making a call to my mom, so I'll be back in a minute.
I'm going to take a standby there, Sam. WRWC 49, we'll be standing by.
Happy day, WSHF 537.
All right, I just got off the phone. Let's see, I think that was Sam. WSHF 567 from WSHM 738. Good morning. I guess you don't recognize my voice there, Sam.
Say it again.
Do you have my lawnmower done?
I don't know who it is.
Oh. Well, I just told you who I am and gave you my call sign. You need to break out your protractor and draw the lines.
I know who it is now. It's
you. You know who you are.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning. We're on 11 meters.
People are doubling. I'm not sure what's going on here. Okay, somebody's going to have to repeat what they just said because it didn't come through too clear. All right, let's try it another way. Can anybody relay what that guy said, whoever it was? I didn't copy it.
WRWB 4899, he said something about the band that we sit and talk about here, and that of course when you keyed up again, somebody else had a blanket over you.
Okay, so we got jammers, right? That's what we got. Unidentified transmit and jammers, that's what we have here. Should identify your station if you're going to make a transmission. And that's the problem with this radio system, Mike. That's what got brought in here. People that don't know how to act.
That's everywhere you go.
Lowering of the pricing and then, of course, you got people to us flying over from another frequency, and the bureaucracy kind of spills over here.
Right, somebody said that goes on everywhere, but you would think radio guys could maybe understand a difference, but clearly they do not. Clearly.
WSBH 380,
yeah, good morning. I forget your name, but I recognize the voice. Good morning.
We got first person on this, Nick.
Okay. This repeater has got an interfering signal on the input, and I hear it on a lot of guys' transmits, but it's not really their radio. It's something mixing with the Detroit receiver or something. I believe you're coming in on 625. Is that right, Nick?
Yeah, that's correct. 1625. I was trying to get to 567. He doesn't seem to know who you are, and I can't understand that.
I think I only talked to him here one time. I don't really get on the radio system too much, but yeah, there's something interfering with the Detroit receiver that's in the background, so weaker signals are more susceptible. I hear a lot of misdiagnosis out here about they think it's the guy's radio doing it. It's not really the guy's radio doing it. It's just if you're weak enough, it begins to mix with your... it's received signal, so it gets strong enough and seems to put it in the back seat, so to speak. So, anyways, all right, very good. Well, good catching you, Nick. You're one of the good guys for sure.
And all
right, very good, Nick. Yeah, and I'm getting close where I need to be, so you guys have a good morning. Let's see, I think Jim was in there, Mike, and Sam. Y'all have a good morning. We'll talk to you later from WSHM 738.
738, have a good day. WSHF 567, monitoring.
All right, sir, Paul, we will talk to you later. This is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by.
WSGB 419, monitoring.
Go ahead, there's 419, you got WRWB 489.
Good morning to you as well.
WSGB 419, 5432, mobile and monitoring.
WRWV, 49.
Calling this morning, 489, WSGI 432.
WSFG for 793, monitoring.
WSFF 330, mobile and monitoring.
Good morning, 330. Kurt, with SOC 793.
Morning, nurse 793. How are you doing on this wonderful Monday morning?
I'm doing good. Everything's all right. Drinking my coffee. Monitoring the radio there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Yep. Starting to enjoy my wonderful drive to work today.
Yeah, I can hear you mobile. Sounding good though, but I can hear the little pops every now and then. I can tell you're mobile. But it's not interfering with your signal. Okay.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I'm hoping this weekend get up there and redo the antennas and everything on my rig at home.
Yeah, Roger. You said you're gonna raise the antenna or something there?
Yeah, 20 to 25 feet. I'm gonna go up for the antenna for the repeater and see what kind of range I get then.
You should do pretty good at that, up at that height. Should be a vast improvement there, I would figure, but you just you have a separate antenna for transmit and receive, right?
Negative. No, I got a duplexer, so I only need the one. But if I figure out correctly, the antenna will probably be about 50 to 55 feet up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that should make a vast improvement if I'm thinking right. Should be a pretty good improvement. Should improve the incoming outgoing signals much better there. The higher you, obviously, you know, the higher you go, the better you are there, all right?
Absolutely. Like I said, I'm about 30 feet right now. Like I said, it's not horrible, just not where I want it yet, so I'm hoping almost doubling it will get me my results.
Well, it can't hurt. I bet you that. Can't hurt, but I know definitely it'll improve it there. All right, very good, Kurt. I'm still trying to wake up here. Drink some more coffee and try to get fully stroked up here. So, but I heard you in there wanting to wave good morning to you, and they sounding good. I hope you have a good day, my friend. And I'll talk to you a little bit later. WSFZ 793, I'm going to clear on your mind.
All right, Dave, I'll talk to you. I'll be monitoring radio again, off and on all day at work. WSFF 330, we're monitoring.
SGW, SET 544 monitoring.
WSOZ 793, back in monitoring.
Hey, 793, it's WSOZ, grade 7, how's it going?
It's going pretty good so far. Been a decent morning, just sitting here drinking my coffee. How you doing over there?
Well, I'm getting over a head cold and poison ivy, and I'm on the way to work, so it's a great combination. But eastbound 96, about to pass Southfield Freeway, should be another 20 minutes, so I'm at my work. Just glad the sun's out, wish it wasn't blinding me, but other than that, it's a beautiful morning.
Yeah, wow. That's all I can say, Wade, is wow. And it's a beautiful morning, eh?
Yeah, you know, you gotta take them when you can, and I'm happy for it. It probably sounded a little sarcastic because all the negative stuff I said before that, but no, it's pretty decent. I just hope it continues and that the weather stays as predicted and gets warmer by the weekend so I could actually enjoy the weekend this time around. Probably go outside and do something. Oh, no, I'm actually going to be testing for my general test on Saturday morning. I got a couple guys that I know that's taking their tech test. So we'll see. I'm not super confident, but I got a couple more lessons to go over and then just mass review and do a bunch of test questions.
Yeah, roger that. Well, before I forget, you sound good, coming in really good. Little slight bit of bacon fry every now and then, little bit, not enough to mess you up, though. You're doing really good, good trip over here. Now, you got to have some confidence in yourself, man. Don't go in there thinking, you know, I ain't going to pass this or nothing. You know, if you're pretty sure you have the stuff down, then, you know, just go in there and do it there, roger.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm a little bit out here. I'm going to do my reviews and study some questions and such, so I'll feel a little bit more confident. The math is like the issue for me, I think. But I got to really understand those equations and when to plug it into a different equation or, just remembering to be in the right form of measurement. Everything else I'm sure I can figure out easy, but yeah, the math is something else. Appreciate the confidence. I will go in with my head up high, and if it doesn't work out, that's okay. There's always next time, but I am going to strive for my best.
Yeah, roger. If I remember right through the years, a general's a mother, man. A general's a tough one to do, but, you know, at least you don't have to do code anymore. That's the one thing. No, you know, think it out to yourself. All I'm just saying is, you know, think to yourself, you know, if you think you got it all your studying and everything and stuff. You know, if you pretty much got it down, then just go on in there, man, with a positive attitude and take it. Take your time, take it, and, you know, do the stuff. And like you said, you know, I agree with you. Like you said, go in there with a positive attitude. If you miss, then, you know, they'll show you where you missed. Then you just know you got to kind of, you know, do a little research on that there, roger.
Yeah, I hear you. Appreciate it. What's on the agenda today? Any more radios you want to tinker with or something?
The other day, yesterday, the day before, I found a couple shortwave portables I forgot I even had that didn't work. I was moving some stuff around. You know, I have a bunch of shortwave radios, so I got a good collection of. But I was moving, they all work. And I was moving stuff around, also I run into these two, and I'm like, what are these? Picked them up, looked at them, the Grundig and stuff, and I'm like, oh, I forgot about these, man, all this time. And but they need work, so yeah, I have one on the table right now, apart. It's giving me a little trouble. I had to break out the signal generator and everything, but I'll get it there, Roger.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm glad you found something. Well, it's never, like, awesome to find a broken something, but you sound like you know exactly what you're doing, and it gives you a little project to do, so that's cool. Yeah, I hear you. I went and finally ordered a Bluetooth mic for my GMRS Pro for VTech. I also got the UV Pro for the hand side, so I'm waiting for that to come in so I could play with that a little bit. I heard some good reviews on it, so I'm kind of excited about that.
A Bluetooth mic, eh? Huh. I think I might have heard something down the line about one of those. That's pretty cool though, Bluetooth mic. You don't have no cord between you and the radio there. You can move around and about and still key up, and I don't know what the distance is, what the distance would be. It'd be pretty good distance, so you can go away from the radio and still modulate. Bluetooth mic. There you go, man.
Yeah, I figured I'd appreciate it when I'm out hiking or biking, kayaking, whatever. I could just strap the radio up to my pack or whatever and clip the mic in the front of my backpack. And if I got to get a hold of anybody that I'm out camping or whatever with, that I just don't got to reach around for the mic or the radio itself or nothing, just be readily accessible. That's my idea behind it. That's how I justify the money. but yeah, it's the VTech VS22, I think is what it's called.
Yeah, Roger. I wrote that down. I'm going to look that up. You know, it's ironic because I don't know if it was this morning or yesterday morning. I was in the kitchen getting coffee, and all of a sudden, I don't know, it popped in my head for some reason. I wonder if they make a dust mic for these radios. But then I just popped the idea back out of my head. It's kind of neat though, Roger.
Oh yeah. It could be very convenient. And well, I'm kind of glad I indirectly reminded you. it's funny how that happens.
Yeah, well, since I'm going to be looking up this VTech mic, I might just go ahead and see if there's any desk mic made for a, well, I'm running a DB20, I mean, I can't remember what you call the plug on the end of the mic, but it's like a telephone cord plug. I used to know what to call the mic, and it slips my mind right now. Well, yours is probably a push on and screw the pad down or something like that. They're okay.
Mine's the same. I'm using a it's a Midland MXT 275. It's you know, I kind of wish I went and get with the DB20 or the VTech version of it. I like having two different VFOs. This only does one, and you gotta keep the user manual to know which CTCSS code is what number, whatever, and all that. But I mean, other than that, it's a decent little radio. Yeah, same plug as, you know, the telephone on the end to plug into the body. Back to you.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, that radio there you're talking on sounds beautiful, man. It's, you're in here practically full quieting. I'm on the Detroit repeater. You're coming in here like full signal, practically full quieting. I can't even hear the, I can hear just once in a while a little pop behind you, like you're mobiling or something, but nothing there. The telephone type plugs, you know, on the end of this mic and everything, I don't really care for them because, you know, you try to pull it out and you don't do it right, you yank too hard and you break it, or if something bumps up against it, it'll break it, you know, I don't know, if you're careful, I mean, you know, if you take your time and find the little prong that you have to push to pull it out, you're all right, but if you're kind of in a hurry and you think you got the prong, you start yanking away on it. You know, it's just made of thin plastic. But it's all right. I mean, I'm just nitpicking there, okay?
I hear you. You know, that's a good reminder. I didn't even think about that, and every once in a while, this gets tangled up, and I start yanking. I'm glad you reminded me of that. Otherwise, I'd probably have to order a new one. So thank you for the reminder. And yeah, this radio is like a 15 watt, and I'm just using the little stubby antenna that's like 2.15 dB on the center of my roof right now. So it does pretty decent. It's only narrow band. It doesn't do wide band for whatever reason. But yeah, thanks for signal report. WSTV-387 for identification purposes.
Yeah, WSTV-793-ID. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. You're right, too. I should have thrown that in. You yanked, for some mass, you yanked them hard on the microphone. That plug will tear out of there easily. Yeah, that's right. I didn't even think about that. Because they're flimsy, you know, and the wafers on the end where the prongs are, they're thin plastic, flimsy plastic. You can kind of feel it when you plug it in and out. But I'm making a big deal out of nothing. Yeah, that radio's working really good. Sounds great. Were you, I know you're in Redford. Are you in Redford right now?
I am currently on Davidson Freeway, coming up to I-75 eastbound. I'll be pulling up to my work in about 5 or so minutes.
All right, what repeater are you going through?
This is the Detroit repeater.
All right, well, there's no diesel noise behind you, so I don't know, maybe the repeater's quiet today, I'm not sure. Yesterday it was really noisy, but that's the way it is, though. All right, Wade, I'm going to go ahead and get on the monitoring room here and open up the frequency. You know, it's good talking to you. Good morning to you. Sounding great. And have yourself a safe trip and have yourself a good day. WSOZ 793, I'm clear after your final, sir.
Well, thanks, Dave. You have a great day, too. Always a pleasure. Enjoy the tinkering with the HTs. You have a good one. This is WSEV-387. Be clear.
Roger, Roger.
WSBM-993, portable monitoring.
Morning,
993, Chad, WSFZ 793.
Morning to you, Dave, 793. How's it going today? You know, it's going all right, man. Not too bad. For a cup of coffee and rolling away here. How's it going on your end?
Just getting it started, you know. But going okay, going all right so far. Copy.
Roger that. I show copy, man. You're sounding good. Real good. As usual, full fighting. Nothing but audio there, Roger.
Roger that, yeah. Both ain't handheld right now. UV 5G.
You like them handhelds, don't you?
Yeah, they're all right. They're convenient for the most part, you know. They're all right, I guess. Yeah.
Well, what I kind of mean is, you know, most of the time I talk to you, you come in here good. You're on a handheld rather than your DV or something. And it's just, it's nothing, man. Yeah, you know, they're working for you.
Roger that. Yeah, you're sounding pretty good yourself today. Not sounding too bad. Still got that diesel motor noise coming in with you there, unfortunately. But other than that, you're doing pretty good, man.
Yeah, Roger that. Now, you know, like I said, man, as long as I'm being heard, if I got that diesel noise behind me, ain't nothing I can do about it. I'm not going to worry about it as long as I'm being heard there. All right, Chad, man, I'm going to go ahead and monitor and let you get your business done over there and drink my coffee and get ready to start doing some soldering here. So I'll talk to you in a little bit, my friend. You have yourself a good day. If I don't, WSFZ 793, and I'm monitoring on your final.
Roger that, Dave. Same to you. We'll probably talk a little bit later, a little bit or something. But, yeah, take it easy, my friend, and we'll be in touch. WSBM 993 Portable, clear and monitoring.
WSBP 257 Mobile Monitoring.
WSFF 330 Monitoring.
WSEU 202, 793, you out there?
Yeah, come on, 202, go ahead.
Hey, I got a quick question for you, man. When you get your phone up and running, can you give me a holler real quick, man?
Yeah, Roger, it's still charging. I want to wait for it to charge. Yeah, I'll give you a holler.
Yeah, it's really not important, but I don't want to air it out here. WSEU 202, we're back monitoring.
WSFZ 793.
WSGH 923. Thank you.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring. Yes, 538 monitoring. WSBM 993 mobile monitoring Saginaw County.
Sam Charlie Zebra 10 monitoring for a few.
810 WSBM.
Howdy, my friend, how are you?
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you're not making it in there, bud.
How about now there, can you get any difference?
Yeah, better there.
Roger to that. I said, how do you love this crappy, snowy weather we got here in Michigan today?
Yeah, gotta love it. Where are you right now? Usually you're coming in there full quieting, so you must be on the road somewhere.
I'm on Mississippi right now, actually.
Yeah, that last one was kind of scratchy. How's those new portables working?
Seems to be doing pretty good so far. Seems to be doing pretty well, actually. Not too bad.
All right, good deal. At least we know that they're working and programmed properly and didn't give us as much of a headache as them other ones did.
Roger that. You heading home from work or you had to do work?
I had to work overtime last night. Went home, slept for a few hours, got up. I got some errands to run. And then I got an Uber job, and then I'm going back to bed, and I lost my nights off, so I'm working 7 nights a week again. Yeah.
Hey, roger that. All right, Paige, will you take it easy there and drive safe, safe travels, all that extra good stuff out there. Have yourself a good one, and we'll be in touch and whatnot, do it again. You take care and have yourself a good one, man. Good talking with you. WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring, clear.
Roger that. You have a good one. Be safe yourself. With you, Sam Charlie Zebra 810, clear.
Do you have any donuts?
WSCU 202, how about it, 793, you near that radio today?
WIZS 218 in the mobile, standing by.
WSOZ 793 monitoring. WSTU 844. Chairman, you in there? WSOZ 793.
How do you know I'm not working today there, Dave? WSTU 844.
You want me to tell you the birdie coming through the window story and telling me to call for Sherman because he's not working today, or you want me to tell you the other one?
Tell me both.
You know the birdie story. I heard the ruffle on the window, so I turned around and there's a birdie looking at me. So I looked around and I said, what's happening? He said, Sherman's not working today, man. You might want to give him a shout, and then he flew out the window. The other one was, I was just sitting here, and all of a sudden, something popped in my head. Sherman ain't working today. Call him.
Now that's a good one, Dave. That's a good one. I appreciate it. Yeah, we got issues under the house. So last night I had to go under there, and this morning I had to go under there, and so now we're at a standstill. Got to wait for somebody to come out and do a mold test to decide on what we're going to do about it.
Yeah, Roger. Then I'm not sure if it's you I asked or somebody else. Don't you have a sump well under there?
Yeah, negative. We don't have one, but we don't need it because our house is up on a hill. So, yeah. But yeah, it was my bedroom bathroom that I'm pretty sure it's leaking from the where the sink and the bathtub shower connects to, because there's evidence of wetness of the insulation underneath there.
Yeah, all right. I had a couple of times issues like that when I lived in the trailers, but about the same thing as you say, and I always found on both occasions it's the ring around the drain. You know, you got your drain in your tub, and then you got that ring around it, and the water was getting underneath the ring and going down into the insulation and stuff there. Okay.
Yeah, supposedly he's been doing that for a while, because the floor around there is really, really soft and stuff. And, yeah, we're at a standstill. I was told by the person that's going to come out and do the testing that don't do any more down there. Let's get some readings to find out exactly what kind of stuff you're dealing with under there, because I still have some puddles under there. My pump is still down there, it's turned off, and my fan is down there, it's turned off. So, and we got an air purifier in the house to keep that bad stuff from affecting us. Over.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that mold can be a mother, I tell you. You know, especially guys down there. And at least you had the air purifier and everything going. You're thinking ahead. So what happens? Like the water gets, I'm not talking problem wise. I'm talking about what's supposed to happen. The water that gathers on your house is supposed to come out and roll downhill.
Yeah, but the water shouldn't have done that. It should have went down into our sump pump, or not sump pump. Our septic tank. But so instead of going to the septic tank, it went into the crawl space. But yeah, I pumped most of it out, but there's still some puddles here and there. And thank God last week the guys that were going to put a new furnace in for us, they had to go down there, and they said we can't do anything until you dry it up down there.
Right, so I think it's all dirt under there, right?
It's a combination of dirt and pea gravel. But, yeah, it's nasty. But, you got snow up down there by you?
Excuse me. No, but to my surprise, I was looking at the weather this morning, so we're supposed to be getting snow. What's going on here?
Yeah, we can barely see across our farms on the farmer's field behind us. It's really coming down big flakes.
You know, come to think of it, I think it was you I said to last week or 2 weeks ago or something. When the temperatures were going up in the 70s and everything, I said, I believe it's over with, you know, spring is here, you know, but I can never get it right. Yeah, I was looking at the weather, and it said something about snow, and I'm like, snow? What, is it going to snow again? You know, but yeah, you telling me that, I think I'm going to bring up the weather map and have a look and see what's going on.
Yeah, it's a Michigan for you there, my friend. But yeah, usually, but even though Easter is late this year, but usually we have one or two more good snowfalls before Easter or after Easter. Yeah, I think, and even on my kid's birthday years ago, his birthday's the 26th of April, and we got snow. So yeah, it knocks on the door before May gets here.
Yeah, right to that. Yeah, you got one right on you. And then there's going to be a clearing, and it looks like another one's going to come through on you. That's about it. After that one, looks like you'll be in the clear. Yeah, well, it's always been weird like that. I think, like I said, I don't know if you're the one I told. I keep saying that. But in odd five or something, I was living in Port Sanilac. And I remember it was New Year's Day, and I was out mowing the lawn, man. I was on the tractor mowing the lawn. I was thinking to myself, this is bizarre, man. It's New Year's Day. It's 68 out, and I'm mowing the grass.
Yeah, I was out there on, I had the old John Deere out there, had the leaf collector right there before lunchtime, and I was trying to pick up the leaves, and then, backyard, it's a little wet towards the farmer's field, but I could only do so much, and then I was running out, I was getting low on gas, so I had to go up to the gas station and get some more gas. Tried starting the John Deere, and doesn't want to start. I got to let it sit for a couple hours before I can start it back up again.
Yeah, Roger, what do you think? You flooded it?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we had it worked on 2 years ago. And it ran good for a while, and all of a sudden it just was giving me problems again. So I don't know if the guy seemed like a good guy, but I forgot what he had to do to it. But maybe it's a carburetor needs to be redone or something. I'm not sure. And it's not a bad mower. It's a John Deere, and it's close to 10 years old, maybe.
Roger that. Is it one of them single-cylinder or two-cylinder Briggs & Stratton or whatever tractors, or four-cylinder?
Yeah. No, that's not it. That's built for the catchers. No. I think it's like a Briggs & Stratton. It's no four-cylinder. But, I think it's the S100 series. But it's only got 127 hours on it.
Yeah, all right. You're not running ethanol in it, are you?
Negatory. No, just straight on. Regular unleaded.
Yeah, all right. Well, all through my childhood, when I started on small engines all the way up, Briggs & Stratton was always my favorite motor, except for the V-twins, man. I started getting them in a lot with broken connecting rods and carburetors coming apart by themselves and things like that. But if you think you flooded it, all you have to do is just make sure you don't turn the choke on. Put the throttle at full and roll it, and that'll clear it out there. That always clears it out. Roger.
Yeah, I started, when I turned it off, I put the throttle all the way down, and it went off on itself, but I don't know. It seems like it's flooded when I try to restart it. Even if I turn it off for a second, turn it back on again after running for a while, it doesn't want to start.
Did it sit all winter and everything with the gasoline in it?
Yeah, probably did, but But even when it's running, it doesn't sound right. It sounds like there's something wrong with it. It'll work, but my wife just made the noise as you're going mowing the grass and that.
Yeah, all right. Because if the inlet needle was stuck in the carburetor, it'd be pouring gas into the engine while it's running. But if it was stuck open when you went out there to go run it, the gas tank would be empty, and your cylinder and your oil and your engine would be all contaminated with gasoline. So yeah, it sounds like it's getting too much. Then again, if it was running super lean, it'd be almost the same gig. Whatever it is, it's probably carburetor. Like I said, they're not the best out there. You could go out there and try tapping on the bowl with the handle of a screwdriver, give it a couple of nice lug taps, and see if that straightened things out there okay.
Yeah, copy that. I was going to say something. Yeah, well, when you first started, it really smoked bad.
Blue smoke or black smoke?
Gray smoke.
All right. Do you know what a dipstick is on it?
Yes, sir.
You could do this. I'd recommend it when you go out there. Pull the dipstick, check the oil, and see if it's over full. And smell the oil. If you smell gasoline, then don't be running it. And that's usually carburetor, the inlet jet and the carburetor being stuck open. You'll have gasoline contamination in your oil sump and everything.
All right, and I don't think it leaks oil, but every now and then there's something, as you lift up the hood, the very front of the engine, something's dripping down right there on the frame of, right of the front of the tractor.
Yeah, that's probably your valve covers, your rocker covers. If it's a twin, there's two of them, one on each side. It says OHV on them, or OHC or some OHV on them. They're chrome, and there's four bolts holding each one on. And you're probably leaking from one of those. That's common with the Briggs and Stratton, okay?
Okay, copy that. It runs good. It's not knocking or anything. Just revs up and down like that.
Well, ethanol
build
up in the carburetor.
Thanks, you. I really would like you to pull the stick. The first thing, if you have fuel in the oil, first thing you're going to notice it's going to be way above full. And you smell it, and if you smell gasoline in the oil, don't run it. Usually a sticky inlet valve, the floating inlet valve there. Usually a sticky inlet valve that's not closing off allows the carburetor to fill up, and it runs out the jets, the fuel runs out the jets down the intake and into the cylinders, and then past the pistons into the oil. Not only the pistons, but the oil pump galleys, it'll get in there and it runs into your oil, contaminates the oil and everything. So I'm not saying that's it, but I'm saying it wouldn't take you but a few seconds just to be sure of that. You know, if you don't smell the oil, you don't smell fuel in the oil, and the oil is at its normal full level, well, they can go ahead and fire it and do whatever you want, okay?
I copy that. There was somebody else out there that was making a comment. Go ahead there, sir.
I can run a regular pump gas in that, and that fuel sat in that carburetor for any length of time. You're getting an ethanol buildup in the carburetor. You're going to have to strip the carburetor down and clean it.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, that's why I asked him if he's using ethanol, because not only does it screw up the carburetor, it'll actually heat inside the carburetor.
Years ago did all that, but, yeah, we're going to have to do it again.
Yeah, that's what I find a lot of times. The problem is the buildup in a carburetor. Oh, sorry, I hated to break in, just had to let you know. WSFF330, and I'm standing by.
I appreciate 330. Appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, Kurt. Appreciate it. That's why I asked him if he's not running ethanol in it, are you? Because not only does it screw up the inside of the carburetor, it'll actually eat it. You leave it in there long enough, there won't be no inside of the carburetor to rebuild, okay?
Yeah, I use a racing fuel in the snowblower, but yeah, I don't use a racing fuel in the John Deere. I think the John Deere's got enough to run.
Yeah, Roger. Well, ethanol's not racing fuel. Ethanol is fuel with alcohol added, some kind of alcohol mixed with it. I don't know why they still make it, you know. I mean, if you burn it every day, you run it every day, you know, you're not too bad off. But once you let the machine sit with that stuff in the carburetor, I used to get snow blowers and all kinds of stuff through here where it's always the carburetor. And some carburetors you can't save. You open them up and the alcohol and the fuel and the ethanol done corroded and, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? It destroys the inside of the carburetor there.
Yeah, I copy that. Yeah, all that rubber seals and stuff, yeah.
It's frickin' corn is what they're using, and that's why you have so many problems with it.
But I wonder why they still make it, man, when it can do all this damage. It even damages cars, fuel systems and stuff if you run it in there.
That keeps the big green business, right?
Well, like I said before, I always loved Briggs & Stratton. It was my favorite engine when I used to build my go-karts and my mini bikes. I always ran Briggs & Stratton. Tecumseh's couldn't take the... Tecumseh's were good engines, too, back in the 70s and 80s. You know, I used to hold them wide open for blocks on end past the governor, you know, but I've thrown a couple rods. I've never threw a rod on a Briggs & Stratton, never have, and I mean, I'm talking about, you know, holding the throttle wide open for blocks on end. You know, Briggs was always my favorite motor, and up to the opposed twins, man, and I think that's one of the best engines Briggs ever made was the opposed twins. They came out with the V-twins, and nothing but problems, man. They're always throwing a rod, and the carburetor's always coming apart. I've worked on enough of them to know. But, yeah, if you go and try to tighten them covers on the front of the motor, the rocker covers, you know, don't torque like you're trying to, you know, torque down a head. It should be just a nice, snug, snug tightening, and that's it.
No, copy that. No, I've been taught very well by my father-in-law. He taught me a lot of stuff, helping me on some of the vehicles that we've had over the years. And yeah, he taught me not to over tighten stuff like that. Because, yeah, just snap it, whatever.
Yeah, you're just like a valve cover on a car engine. You don't torque them down to 500 foot-pounds. You just snug them in. You know, you try to make sure they're evenly snug, but you don't pull, you know, you don't put all your muscle into it. You distort the cover, and then it'll really start leaking. If you're going to do it, just take your ratchet and socket and just check them, you know, just give them a little twist to the right. You know, anything that's loose, you'll feel it, you know, and give it a nice little twist. But that's more than likely where the oil's coming from. They're known for that. Actually, they're known for leaking onto the muffler. The muffler's right underneath them, and they'll leak right onto the muffler, though, okay?
Yeah, copy that. Yeah. Yeah, when I go back out there, I'll check all that stuff. Just sitting here relaxing a bit. And, yeah, I had a wife tonight. She was showing me some stuff that she ordered from Amazon that we need. And then I heard you giving me a call, so I had the radio turned down. But I said, well, I got to answer Dave.
Yeah, Roger, Dad. Well, when I called you, I was throwing the dice. I just figured I'd throw a call out there and see if I get lucky or not. I didn't actually expect you to answer, sort of, but well, you did. Look, as long as when you go out there, all I ask you is the first thing you do is pull the stick, give it a sniff. You don't smell no fuel, then you're good to go. You can go ahead and crank it, roll it, do whatever you want with it, as long as you don't have fuel diluting oil. But, yeah, I took a shot, and you answered, so there it is.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, once in a while, I'll take it with me on the route when I'm working, too. But especially when the weather is kind of going to start getting severe, I'll be taking it with me and listening to Macomb County Skywarn and Micon.
Yeah, Roger. I have Skywarn in my Baofeng handheld, but I have the transmit site disabled. I don't have no PL tones or anything in it, so you can't key it on Skywarn and just the repeater. I don't have a 2-meter license. I don't see no need to be able to access it, but it's fun to listen to. Well, you know what I'm saying, it's pretty good. When they're out there, it's pretty good. That's why I was kind of surprised the last time that the other day we had that heavy stuff come through. I didn't hear any of them out there.
Yeah, lately it's been like that for Macomb County. For the last couple, I don't know, I guess I don't have too many people involved with it anymore, or who knows. But yeah, it's a shame, because the public really depends on this, and so does public safety agencies. They depend on the Skywarn spotters, and NOAA Radio does too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I said they were fun to listen to, but also what you just said is what I meant. You know, it is important. You know, if somebody's up around here and they see a funnel coming down or something, without them, you don't know until it's on the ground. You look out the window and go, well, that's it, man. It's too late to hit the basement now.
Roger. Yeah, because what I've been monitoring the ham radio band and that for, over 25 years or so. Oh, yeah. No, it's been over that, close to 40 years. I know I should have gone further and become a ham operator, but I haven't. But, yeah, I remember when they were very active, every single storm that we had, Macomb County Skywarn nets were active. But years going down the road, it's not been active much anymore.
Yeah, and I wonder why, because before I got into this PMRS and everything, like I said, I got me a scanner, and I programmed in GMRS and 2 meters, plus the air band and a few other things. And I had it on 2-meter band one time, and it was storming out, and then all of a sudden I heard the guys talking, in the mobiles. That's when I first found Skywarn. And then the moderator goes, you're listening to Skywarn or whatever. And I'm like, oh, they got a Skywarn around here. And so whenever it would storm or, the dark clouds would get, the sky would get dark and everything, I'd hit the Skywarn, man, and hear what's happening out there.
Yeah, copy that. Well, Lapeer County, a couple weekends ago, they had Skywarn net going, and so I was listening to them, plus I was listening to Micon, so they're, and then the northern counties, or the Genesee County was up and going, Livingston was up and going, and I think St. Clair County even had, they had a net going too, but I didn't hear anything from Macomb County.
Now, I'll have to wait for the next tornadic storms coming through to check all that out. I embarrassed myself the other day. I'm always one to admit when I'm at fault, but I embarrassed myself the other day. They run the sirens at the first Saturday of the month, and I've known this for years. The other Saturday, they're back last Saturday, I'm sitting here and the sirens are going off, and the skies are clear and everything. I'm looking around, I'm like, what is this, man? Why is the sirens going off? And for some reason in my head, I thought it's the first of the month. At that moment, I keyed up the mic. I said, anybody tell me why the sirens are going off? Everybody's like, well, it's Saturday, first Saturday month they go off. I'm sitting here with my head, my face planted in my palms going on. Oh, that was embarrassing.
Yeah, it was funny. We all had a good laugh about that, but it happened, buddy, for the best of us.
Yeah, I know, but I've known for years, many years, that the first Saturday of the month is the siren test. And for some reason, I thought, at that time, that day, last Saturday, I was thinking first of the month. I don't know what I was thinking. I'm like, oh, it's not the first of the month. Why are they going off? And then just as I asked out here, it occurred to me, first Saturday of the month. And I got everybody out here. It's the first Saturday of the month, you know. And like I said, I had my face planted in my palms. I'm like, oh, man, I got to get it together here, Roger.
I remember all that. My friend Kevin was out there, too, and he mentioned that they were going off at his area. And I think the nearest, there's one up in Columbiaville, which is north of me, and I think there's one down in Alba. I didn't hear the one in Alba. I heard the one in Columbiaville. So the wind was moving the right way where I heard it.
Yeah, another discovery I made on the scanner, too, I don't know what frequency it is, that people were going out and they were reporting back which sirens came on, which sirens didn't. I found that on the scanner at one time, too. I thought that was pretty cool. They were going around and, you know, yeah, the siren at Van Dyke and 10 Mile came on. You know, siren at so-and-so didn't come on. You know what I mean. Bray?
Go ahead, Bray.
Just a quick weigh-in on what that comment that was just made. If you were on the Hammond, that's actually going to be the Warren cert that was out for that. They do that every couple of months with the city of Warren and Centerline.
Yeah, right, today, I appreciate it. Yeah, it was interesting to listen to. Yeah, they were going, it was in Warren and Centerline, exactly, because I knew where they were at. You know, they'd say what siren they're at, and either it's on or it's off. And yeah, that was interesting to listen to. I don't know, I just kind of found it fascinating to listen to, okay.
Yep, I'm actually one of the CERT members, and with that, I'm also going to be WSAX 712, Aaron from Westland, going off net.
Yeah, it's 712. Appreciate it again. Sounding good, man. You sounded really good. You have yourself a good day. WSZ 793 monitoring or whatever I'm doing here.
Yeah, thank you, 712. Appreciate the comment. Macomb County, now and then, I remember hearing the ham radio operators doing that also. I think it was on Useka, I think it was, or the, oh no, it was the other one, the repeater from Mont Clemens.
Yeah, Roger. I thought he sounded familiar. I brought up my log. Yeah, I got him on here. That's what I thought. He said 712, and I thought, yeah, I should have a 712 on my log. Brought it up, looking at it, is Aaron, Westland. But, all right, Sherman, man, let me get on the monitor side here and let the frequency open up. And I'm going to give you a call later if you're not busy. I want to talk to you about something, but I'll text you first to make sure. But if you do go out there, you know, just the first thing, man, just, you know, check the oil real quick. Give it a sniff, and then, it's like I said, if you don't smell no fuel in the oil, then everything's everything there. Go ahead.
Yeah, copy that. I will do that, definitely. I appreciate it. All right, yeah, give me a text when you're ready to chat, and, yeah, And if I don't, I will text or call you back if I'm not available. So, all right, enjoy the rest of your day there, buddy. Great talking to you. And, yeah, we'll be clear after your final, WSGU 844.
Yeah, Roger, that sounds good, man. Well, I hope you get it started and whatever the case and get her going. Anything I can do to help you out, I'd be glad to. I know them engines, like, I can rebuild them engines in my sleep. But we'll talk to you later, and you have yourself a good rest of the day. WSOC 793, I'm monitoring.
Roger, roger. Thanks again there, Dave. WSGU 844.
Roger, roger. WRNW 329, monitoring. Hey, it's snowing out there, WSFZ 793.
Yours is having a very deep sleep.
Well, if that's the case, then I hope I wake up, because I don't like snow there, Roger.
I used to love snow when I was a kid, because I always knew that you're going to have a snow day, or go build a snowman, or snowball fight. But now I'm 70, I just, oh God, oh yeah, I can be in the Bahamas with the snows anymore.
I used to love snow too at one time. When I was a kid, I used to build mini bikes and stuff, and I had mini bikes in the basement, and I always had one on the front porch as my daily driver. I used to love it when it snowed. I used to take that thing out and ride it when it snowed. The fun stuff. But now I'm 62 and I don't care for much of it either there, Roger.
I know. I even hated it when I was driving a truck. Remember one time I was doing a route in Ann Arbor, I think it was. And the whole road was all ice. And all of a sudden I put the brakes on and all of a sudden I just kept like going and going. I lined up in a ditch and it was tilted so bad. I thought the whole truck was going to tilt the car on the side, but it didn't. I said, oh God. Did he go down these hills and up? You're like on a roller coaster. If these people get behind you, then you slide backwards, and they want to realize, why are you coming backwards for? And I said, hey, look, that's all. I am my shirt ain't gonna pay for them.
Yeah, well, me, when I was young, and I made a lot of money shoveling snow. Made a lot of money shoveling snow, and then that's when they first came out with them snow blowers, the little ones with the two-stroke motor, the little, you know what I'm talking about, the little ones with the two-strokers, and I bought one, man. I thought I was Mr. Cool. Now I can blow snow and make money, but the problem was, I come to find out, if it's deep snow, you know, if it snowed heavy and deep snow, trying to drag that thing down the sidewalk looking for houses to snow blow wasn't very easy, so I went back to the shovel. I remember my first ice storm when I was a kid. It was in Detroit. I never seen transformers and stuff blow up before, but it was pretty interesting there, okay.
WRK 359 for verification.
Hey, Robert, don't ever wind up. I always hated that. I was replacing a starter on a 718 Olds Cutlass on the middle of the street in a blizzard. And the funny part about it was, I was under in the car, but I had it up on safety jacks and everything else. And all of a sudden I hear something like a, something in the cement. And all of a sudden it starts grinding. I said, what the heck that is? All of a sudden he'd come by me, and all of a sudden a big pile of snow came underneath the car. Then I realized it was a snowplow. I said, this is why I had to dig myself out.
Yeah, now that's a good story. That's a good story. All my phones ringing. Ah, Jesus. Anyway, I'll talk to you in a minute. I got to answer this phone. Sounding good. Good talking to you there. First personal save over here. WSSE 793. I got to answer this phone.
Sound good, big dog.
WSOZ 793 is back monitoring.
793, good afternoon. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Good afternoon, Paige. What's up? WSOZ 793.
Fortunately, I'm up, but life goes on.
Yeah, Roger, I hear that. Is it snowing up by you?
Dead on and off all day, white quarters.
Yeah, Roger, that. I just looked out the window a few minutes ago, and I seen it coming down, just a real light, white mist, flurries. I thought, here it comes, but apparently it quit, so I don't know.
Yeah, Roger that. Welcome to Michigan, right?
I gave up on predicting the stuff a while back. I screwed up again the other day when it was like 70 out or something. I told Sherman, I said, yeah, it's pretty nice here, man. This is it. You know, it's hot out. You know, that's it, you know. But no, here it comes. It's supposed to snow again and whatever for next day or two there, Roger.
I don't even bother to much look at the forecast anymore. I wake up, I go to work, I go to sleep, I get up, and I go to work again. That's about it.
Yeah, about the best forecast I can give anybody is you got a window open it, Roger.
I think the daily morning forecast is, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this weather report. There's a 100% chance of something happening today. That's your weather forecast for the day.
Roger, and then the opposite will happen. Seems that's how it goes. Man, it's a bummer. I thought for sure spring was here, man. I was looking forward to the warm weather and stuff, getting out there and doing things and stuff, but
You know, it'll come sooner or later there.
August is right around the corner.
Yeah, then the temperature's going to be hitting 80s, 90s, and you're going to be saying, ah, geez, I wish it was winter. So anyway, what's up, man? You in the mobile?
Portable right now.
Yeah, Raj, you got a little breakup, just a little bit. That's why I asked if you're in the mobile. Other than that, it, despite the breakup, it sounds good there, okay?
I'm up at the other end of town from where I believe the repeater site is, but it's still relatively good coverage, even with the portable. I know if I go a few miles north, I'll drop out of it and have to switch over to Bay City, but I'm not going to be going in that direction today.
Yeah, Roger that. Is that just a 5-watt portable, or what is it?
Yeah, I think it's listed as 5 and actually does 4, I believe.
Yeah, I've kind of noticed that about radios, that what their advertised power output is not, you know, because when I first started out, I bought these Baofengs. They were advertised as 10 watt, and I'm thinking to myself, no, I doubt if they'll do 10 watt. They say 10 watt. And then some guy, no Rubicon on YouTube, the same model I have, UV5RM, he ran it through a watt meter, and it does 9 something. And then I got my watt meter over here the other day. I ordered a watt, SWR watt meter. I ran my Baofeng through it. Yeah, it's about 9, about almost what he was getting, 9 something. So, yeah, that's all right. No, you're doing all right for 5 watt, for 4 watt, man. If you're hitting the repeater from where you're at, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for a Motorola, it's not bad.
Well, you got big time radio, Motorola.
Yeah, well, I like my little UV5R, but when I'm in this vehicle, it just picks up every little piece of noise that it could possibly pick up, so I tend to not use it very much. The transmit on it is good, it's just the receive kind of, you know, a stinkeroo on it.
Yeah, well, big time companies like Motorola and stuff, they put circuitry in there to filter out any noise from the engine or noise from anything, you know, where the Baofengs and stuff, you know, if there's any kind of filtering in there, it doesn't do anything. But it's still a nice radio, the Baofengs. My face is in Baofeng. I've had this one since I started. Well, actually, I have a Parrot brand new in the box, too, but I've had this one since I started, and it's never malfunctioned on me and gave me a problem, so I'm pretty happy with it. They're okay.
Charlie Zebra 810 Friday. I started off getting into my radio collection. I had a bunch of Baofeng 888s that I had bought for the property I was managing, and then my first personal radio was the UV5R, and I've had that one ever since. And others have come and go, but I can't seem to get rid of that one.
Yeah, WSZ-793-ID. Yeah, I hear you, man. I didn't see no, I mean, I wanted to get into PMRS, but I didn't see no, I don't know, maybe call it what you want. If I can get a nice radio for 150, this BB20, or 100 and something, whatever. You know, I didn't see no reason to go selling out, you know, 300-400 crackers for a Kenwood or something. I mean, yeah, they're better built radios and everything, and they can take a beating. You can throw them things against the wall, the cases, you know, and they'll come back working. But like I said, the receive filtering in them and stuff is much better. They're filtered against engine noise, whining, you know, alternator whine and everything, and they're great radios, man, but too much of my blood, they're okay.
You know, I'm I'm always of the belief, you know, you buy what you need it for. And, you know, like a lot of these radios nowadays, they do T25 and they do, you know, the turbo and they do all this other stuff. But if you don't use any of that, what do you need it for? You know, that's kind of my philosophy.
Yeah, Roger, that. Well, that was the thing with when I got the Baofeng. You know, I found out it'll go 2 meter and all the other stuff, and I have all the FRS and GMRS frequencies programmed into it, plus the repeaters, but no 2 meters. I have 1 2-meter frequency in there, and that's for Skywarn, but I didn't put the PL cone in it or nothing. I just want to listen. You know, but I thought the same thing. I thought, why do I need all this when I'm not even going to use most of this? But, you know, then the DB20, like I said, it comes out GMRS. You want 2 meters, you got to modify it, and I don't see no reason to do that there, okay? The DB20 gives me what I need there, okay?
Yeah, Roger that. Well, my UV5R, I've got a couple 2 meters, I got a couple 440s that I listen to every now and again, a couple of the local businesses that I put in there, and then I got FRS and a couple of marine frequencies for when we go out on the boat, and that's about it.
Yeah, mine has all the FRS plus the GMRS channels in it. I like to turn it on now and then and hit scan, and it'll scan. So I got people around here playing around with the FRS radios, and I got a school up here at the end of my street. I get to hear them, whatever, you know, bring so-and-so up to the office and whatever. I got a business somewhere around here on Hoover. I can hear them key up, you know, can you go in the back and bring me this from the stock room or whatever, things like that. But, you know, and like I said, I have Skywarn, but I don't have no two meters in it. I have a scanner over here that I have 2 meters, GMRS, airband. I programmed into it airband and something else. I don't remember. I use that. You know, I hit scan and just let it do its thing there. I just don't turn on the airband. I find the airband boring there, okay?
Old Radio Shack big scanner that I use just for air because the audio is so low on it. And then I have another scanner that I use for all the public safety stuff and all that.
Yeah, Roger. Well, it was a plan sometime down the road here. I get done with what I'm getting done with. I might look up all the public safety frequencies and run them into the scanner. And then if everything works out, I'm put them in my Baofeng. The thing about the Baofeng, the reason why I do that is because if something happens and the power goes out, you know, I have no scanner, I have no radio to talk on, and I can turn on the Baofeng and not only talk on it, but I can scan the public safety bands and stuff. And, you know, that's why I got all that stuff programmed in there, because the power goes out, I can listen to what's happening there, okay?
Yeah, most of the public safety, though, I don't think you're going to be able to get on the Baofeng because most of them have moved up into the trunking systems, and now I guess Homeland Security a couple of years ago ordered everybody to put this encryption stuff on it, which is making it even more difficult, and now they want to change it yet again so that you can listen to it, but so far it hasn't really hit anything up near me.
Oh, you mean that kind of public safety? Nah, I have nothing around here for that. I don't see no reason to shell out $400 or $500 for a scanner, you know, that'll do digital encryption and stuff. I ain't that desperate. And besides, man, I hear from people that when you buy them, they're a real bummer to program. You have to be a rocket scientist to program them, okay?
And my turbo scanner, I paid a guy that advertised on Facebook before I even moved up here to Michigan. I paid him $20 to send me the file, and I just shot it in there myself. All right, I got to go on the side here. My passenger's here, but I'll chat with you again later. Whiskey Tim Charlie Zebra 810 will be monitoring.
All right, Paige, good talking to you as usual. Sounding good. Have yourself a good rest of the day there if we don't talk again. WSRZ 793 monitoring.
WSVM 993 portable monitoring.
Jesus Christ, man. About blew me out of the room here, no joke. I thought I had my volume set at a comfortable level, man. You come in, man, about knocked me out of my chair.
Roger that on the portable.
Yeah, WSZ 793 ID. Yeah, I was talking to Paige and everything, and a couple people out here, and I had my volume set comfortable, at a comfortable level. Talked to a few people out here, Sherman, and I forgot the other guy's numbers, and a few people monitoring, and I was sitting here doing something with soldering iron, and all of a sudden you come in, man, and about dropped everything, man. About damn near blew me out of the chair.
Roger that. Was I going to say, Bo, I was already talking to him. Boltang, they don't make mobile radios, do they, Dave?
You know, I don't know that. I mean, way before I even started in TMS, I knew Baofengs. I knew what Baofengs were, but every Baofeng I've seen was a handheld. I don't know if they make a mobile or not. I'm not sure.
Roger that. Yeah, I was just kind of curious. I just came to mind, and I just came to mind just a little bit ago, and I was wondering if you know, they happen to make a mobile radio or not, you know.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, Roger that. I don't know, because if they did, I probably would have got one. But I'm glad I got this one. But, yeah, I just wanted to let you know, man, that thing's loud and proud. You got really loud modulation on that one, okay?
Roger that. Yeah, this is Boltang UV5G+. Boltang. Just using the regular microphone that's on the radio. I don't even got a external hand mic or anything hooked up to it. It's just the one that's built into the radio.
Yeah, right. Did they come with hand mics?
Negative. These are the UV 5G+. These are the two that, what's his name, had gifted me there, Ed there, the one that gifted me the TV20. These are the two that he had given me or whatever along with the TV20.
Yeah, I know which ones they are. I know they're the ones that you got from that. They didn't come with a hand mic. Did they come with that stupid stick in your ear one thing and microphone on the other?
Yeah, they did. Roger that. Yeah, they did. I've never really used those at all on any of my handhelds or on any of my radios. I don't really know how those work or not, but, like, I mean, how good they work, I should say. But are you familiar with them? Do they work good?
No, I never tried them either. My first pair of Baofengs came with hand mics and the ear microphone combination, what have you. My second pair here, I just ordered a little while back. It didn't come, same thing, UV5RMs, like the first pair. Didn't come with no hand mics, but they came with the earpiece thingy, microphone thingy. They're different than the ones that came with my first pair. But no, I've never tested them. I wondered if anybody ever tried them out, man.
Roger that. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll try it one of these days. Maybe I'll pull it out and try it, maybe. But, Hey, I was going to ask you, the other day when we were talking yesterday, did you ever get that information you were trying to get, call signs and stuff like that? Did you ever get that information?
I called the guy up, and he didn't answer, which means he's either out or sleeping. I left a message for him to give me a call. He hasn't called me yet, Roger.
Hey, Roger, that. Yeah, I was just kind of curious. No biggie. All right, Dave. Yeah, sounds good, man. Good talking with you again, my friend. I'm get off here or whatever and jump in the mobile and go for a little spin, go for a little ride or something, get out of the house for a little bit. So I'll probably talk to you a little bit or something, my friend. Until then, you take it easy and have a good one. WSCM 993, clear and monitoring.
Yeah, all right, Chad. Fine business. Sounding good. Really good. Like I said, man, you about knocked me out of the chair. You won't believe how loud that thing came in. I thought I had the volume set at a comfortable level because I talked to four or five people. Everything was comfortable. Then you keyed up, man, and scared the hell out of me. All right. We'll talk to you later, my friend. Good talking to you, and have yourself a good day. WSFZ 793 monitoring.
Roger that, Dave. Oh, and by the way, also, the diesel noise isn't coming in with you anymore right now either as well. Didn't hear that at all during this transmission whatsoever, so that wasn't in there either. So just thought I'd throw that out there. WSBM 993 clear, portable monitoring.
Roger, Roger. Appreciate it. All right, I'm monitoring.
WSCT 257 mobile and monitoring.
USPS 36 monitoring.
WSCU 202 and we are mobile.
WSFF 330, mobile and monitoring. This is WSET 257. Signal is available for a signal report. Can you let me know if you hear any background noise in this transmission?
WSBM 993 for the signal report, loud and clear. No background noise, sound in full quiet, then sounding very loud and clear. WSBM 993 clear.
Roger that, 993. Appreciate the report. I think you had a QB20 you were having an issue with. It was up to 25, but I think it might have been the monitoring, dual monitoring going on, causing that background noise I was getting before, so I disabled that. Glad to hear it's cleared up. Thanks. WCD 257 clear.
Roger that. You said you were having some issues with a DB25, you said?
Yeah, it's one of the radio IDs. It is, I had a dual watch enabled, so it was monitoring a couple frequencies, and someone was reporting they were getting, like, a weird noise in the background. I think it was the dual monitoring while I was on transmit or something, causing some just weird electrical noise in the background. So maybe something to look at if you're having that issue with yours.
Roger that. You said dual watch mode or something is what you said to disable that?
Yeah, I think they call it, it's like a setting called TMR is what it's called, I think, in the setting menu for the radio IDs. But it's like so you can watch multiple frequencies at the same time.
Roger that. You said TMR, you said?
Yeah, it's affirmative. TMR, I believe what radio already calls it, but yeah, it's basically dual watch, so you can set which channels you want to watch on it.
Roger that. Okay. All right. Appreciate it, man. WSBM 993 clear and monitoring.
WSBT 257, actually clear and monitoring.
WSFF 330 monitoring. radio check. Radio check.
WSPM-993, mobile and monitoring.
No copy on your last there, station. You are completely unreadable. WCT 257. Not really. I caught anybody copy, but that was about it out of that station, WSCT 257.
WSCU 202, good afternoon to all. We're monitoring.
WSGI 432, mobile monitoring.
WSET 544, mobile and monitoring.
WSOG 793, back monitoring.
WSDU 202, good afternoon to you, Dave.
Good afternoon, right back. What's happening?
Just sitting here going through a service manual and trying to quit smoking. How's that sound?
I wish you good luck on that. And I mean that. I'm not being sarcastic, man. You're gonna quit. You know, is it all you got?
The morning time's the hardest, man, with that coffee. But I've about 5 cigarettes so far today. That's it, man.
Yeah, well, cutting back is good too. I mean, quitting is the ultimate, but, you know, you can cut yourself back more and more, little by little, you'd be able to quit, I suppose. I'm not an expert on that.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to stop that, the 3 or 4 cigarettes in the morning with that coffee, you know. I'm trying, but, WSDU 202 for identification purposes. I don't know, it's hard, man.
Yeah, Roger, I wish I could quit. I smoke. I wish I could quit. I've tried a few times, and it's a tough gig. You know, I have friends. I have, like, for example, I have a one friend who used to smoke so much. He'd be sleeping on the couch, man, and he'd wake up hacking and talking. He could just hear the plum and everything. He'd sound like he's dying. And then one day he took the cigarette pack, threw it in the garbage, said that's it. And it's been probably 20 years now he hasn't smoked. He just cold turkey. Some people can, some people can't there, Roger.
I'll give it another shot again in the morning. I mean, like I said, it's been only been about 3 or 4 cigarettes, you know, today so far, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you're right about the coffee, especially in the morning. The coffee makes you want to light up. It's just like it like goes together, you know what I'm saying, so. But if you're going to give it a shot, I wish you good luck on it, man. Roger.
I got to get in shape for my big fight, you know? How that goes?
Yeah, I hear you. Well, like I said, man, just do what you got to do. I tried to quit. I started getting crabby at people and this and that, and I tried. I was able to kick alcohol, you know, three-fifths a day habit for the longest, for quite a few years. And one day I just told myself, I'm done, man. I don't need this crap no more. I walked away from it, from alcohol. It's been about a good 20 years, somewhere in the 15 years, but I just walked away from it. Now, I don't know if I would trade alcohol for quitting smoking, but I really wish I could walk away from smoking too there, okay?
Hey, man, I tell you what, you don't smoke a pack and a half, 2 packs of cigarettes a day and wake up in the morning and find half your furniture been thrown through the front bedroom window, okay?
I ain't had that experience on that fire. Oh, there goes my phone. Now, let me talk to you in a minute, 202. I got a phone call, WSOZ-793. I'll be back.
Get it, where is
WSOZ-793, back monitoring.
Station 218, WIZ 288.
WIZ 218, I got you, Jack.
Yeah, how you doing today? I'm only on the walkie-talkie today, Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, I can hear you. A little scratchy, but I can hear you there, Roger.
How about now? Is that any better?
Yeah, it's better. A lot better. I can hear you now real clear.
I just want to see how you're doing, Roger.
Hey, not too bad. Not too bad. Just taking it easy still there. Copy.
Roger, it's snowing here, so I don't know. It's snowing by you?
Oh, a couple flurries. It didn't last 5 minutes, though, and off it went.
Roger, it was a big flake here. about an hour ago, but now it's not, but now it's coming very slow. A little bit, not big as snowflake. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. No, it's clear here. It's going to get cold, though. Going to get cold overnight, they're saying.
Yeah, Roger, that. All right, Randall, you take care. And we'll talk again. WIZ
28. Roger that. All right, Jack, talk at you later. WIZX 218. And we're standing by.
Station 544. Station 544. WIEG 48, copy. Well, I guess Bob is not out there. All right. WIEG 48, clear.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring. WSBM 993 for a radio check, seeing if we're making it in.
Yeah, 993, you're making it. A little bit of static, but other than that, you're good. WSCT News 257.
Appreciate it there, 257. Appreciate it. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring mobile.
WSOZ 793, back monitoring.
793, WSBM 993, mobile copy.
Yeah, I got a copy. That's the first time I've heard you with noise in your transmit, but you're coming through. It ain't affecting your modulation. I could tell you mobile, Roger.
Roger that. What kind of noise was coming in with it, Dave?
That frying bacon noise when you're mobile, the coming in. That last transmission, though, I didn't hear it.
Hey, Roger that. Yeah, driving right now, mobile. Just getting back into town. But you said we're making it in okay, sounding all right.
Oh yeah, you got a little bit of that bacon noise come back, but it's not, in other words, you can tell you're mobile, but it's not affecting your modulation at all. You're coming in really good.
Roger that, yeah, just wanted to jump in there real quick and say hi or whatnot, that's about it, like I said, just getting back into town, mobile. But just wanted to jump in there and say hi to you or whatnot, let you get back to your business there, but we'll be monitoring and whatnot, so talk to you in a little while, so Dave, WSBM 993 clear and monitoring.
Yeah, Roger that. Showing off, man. We'll talk to you in a little bit, my friend. Careful out there. You shouldn't be holding that thing up to your mouth and driving at the same time, you know. It's distracted driving. Cop sees you. It's the same thing as talking on a cell phone, I guess, or something. Oh, no, that's right. You got a hand mic. All right. I'll talk to you later, my friend. WSOZ 793 monitoring. Ice water. When you hurt, it helps.
What were you singing there, 793? I heard you say something there, WSBM 993.
I didn't really say nothing. I just like keying up and watching the red lights on my radio.
What red light when you key up? I only see TX and that red line.
Yeah, the red light that comes on above the volume dial in the red line there, okay.
Roger that, WSBM 993.
I'm back to my video. WSOZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
WRDC 336, WQZJ 969, copy.
WSTI 432, monitoring. WRUG 488, Whiskey Sugar, Delta Delta 439, calling. WRUG 488, Jack in Rochester Hills, Whiskey Sugar, Delta Delta 439, Dave in Flushing, calling. Nothing heard. Frequency clear.
WIYF-363, monitoring.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring, Saginaw County. Sam Charlie Zebra A10 monitoring.
Sheboygan Bob, Sheboygan Bob, this is WSUY 842. Calling Sheboygan Bob.
WSHR.
WSTU 844, got a copy on you there, 566.
How you doing tonight, sir?
Not too bad. How about you there, Kevin?
Well, I'm doing okay. I worked in and had training tonight, and so I just got home to love. I said I'd get on and say hi to you.
Oh, copy that. Well, I appreciate the show. Hope training went well. The new engine 2 and 3.
That they'll be actually in service, so...
WSTU 844. Sorry, Kevin, I didn't quite make all that out. Something about in service.
Yeah, they're not in service yet, but they got the CME star come out and do training for you with the chart and say, and then hopefully by the end of this month, we'll be
buddy. I didn't quite make that all out, but it sounded like that KME is in town and they were training you guys.
Hold on, let me put my other antenna
on. Nope. Right there. You're great right there, buddy. Don't do another thing.
How's that better?
Yeah, I was making it out there.
Yeah, so what I was saying is the KMEs are probably not going to go in service until the end of the month because the sergeant's got to get train the trainer. I guess KMEs going to come out and train them, and then they're going to come out and train them up. So the truck is sitting there. We can't pull it out. We can't do anything. We can cheer it and stuff like that. But that's why I haven't had them up. I mean, if you still want to come up and take pictures of it in the bay, you're more than welcome to, but I'd better wait and come up and take a picture of it would be better.
Got to copy that. Yeah, I've been going by Station 3 and haven't seen it in the bay, so I'm probably guessing it's at Station 1, right?
Yeah, affirmative. It's in the first bay there where the chief usually parks his car. It's right there.
Yeah, I copy that. The chief or deputy chief or anybody that's higher up can't pull it out at all?
I could ask the deputy chief. I work on Wednesday. I'll try to remember. I'll ask him if do that. I'll see.
Yeah, copy that. I mean, it's possible. So, will you be at Station 1 on Wednesday, then?
No, they got me at Station 3 on Wednesday. Then I think on Friday, I'm either going to be at 1 or Station 4. But if I'm at Station 1, I'll let you know. I'll probably know tomorrow if I'm at 1. If I am, I'll let you know, and you can come by if you want.
Sweet, that'd be cool. Yeah, whatever you can do, I'd be appreciated. So, was it a busy day today? I didn't work today. I didn't. I stayed home. I had some issues with underneath the house. I had to do some cleaning under there, and then we're at a standstill. We got some people coming out on Wednesday to do a They gotta do a mold check. See if there's any danger and yeah, I'm at a standstill right now.
Yeah, that
seems
hard to hear that.
Yeah, appreciate it. But, yeah, I did what I can do under there, and then I was told to stop what I'm doing till Wednesday. So I just did some, I fired up the John Deere with my leaf collectors and did a little bit of that, collecting leaves, and then we put some the blink cameras out around the property, and did some stuff in the driveway, and that's about it for the day.
Yeah, at least you got some stuff going on. I got to do this too. I got to here probably next. I take my John Deere out and change the oil and stuff like that. Yeah, but today at work, no, it was T1, so wasn't too bad.
Well, that's a good thing, huh? Finally got the wife to give me an okay to give me my corner of the family room to put my collection of patches and maybe some other fire mobilia up, so when I can take care of, I'll shoot you some pictures.
Yeah, copy that. I got so much stuff right now. My wife is going to kill me.
Yeah, but you're still around, so you're still okay there, buddy. But, I just got to go through my stuff and see what I'm going to put up in that corner there. But, maybe make a shelf and my favorite diecast I'll put up. And, like I said, I got to get some patches together and put it in one of my frames.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen it or not, but did you see my air raid siren, my fire siren?
Did you show it in one of your pictures that you sent me?
Yeah, it should have been the one where the fireplace was. It's sitting up there. It's yellow. There's a yellow one and a small red one.
Oh, very cool. I'm going to have to take another look at them. I didn't see them offhand, so yeah, I'll take another look.
Yeah, there's this guy out in California, and his name is Edon, and he makes these sirens on, he's taking a rest now, but he makes these sirens on with a 3D printer. And the one I got is a Federal 5T. And then that other little one I got, it's like a little desktop one, it's not as loud, but that one that I got, that 5T I have, that's even loud as hell. And you can, there's timers you can buy for them. They can go off like at noontime, or you can have them go off for a pack, like for, like a fire siren, whatever you want. They're pretty cool. They had all different ones.
Awesome. That's cool. Yeah, back in the 90s, right before I joined Lenox Township, a cousin of mine got me on the Lenox, but he was also with Richmond Lenox EMS, and they were getting rid of the old Minuter brick pagers, so I've got a red one from Richmond Lenox, and then another friend of mine at what used to be on Ray Township, they were given those big Minuter ones from Washington Township to Ray Township, but I don't think they ever used them or something, or they were getting rid of them. But anyways, I got one of those. I got the red one. I got a gray one. They don't work anymore because of the batteries, and I think I switched them around, but I can still put them on display.
Yeah, that's cool. That siren, but I'll tell that kid, I don't know how he does it, but it's like the real one like they have.
Very cool. Yeah, I I transmitted longer than what I was supposed to, and my radio gave out on me, so.
That's tough. Well, I'm going to let you go. I just got home and get something to eat, and I'm probably going to probably hit the hay. Well, it's good talking to you. I hope to talk to you, Mom. HF566, clear.
Well, sounds great, Kev. Thanks for giving me a shout. I appreciate it. Good hearing you. You sound good. I'm glad you had a good day today, and hopefully you have a better one tomorrow. So, yeah, I'm going back to work tomorrow, and so, yeah, enjoy the rest of your night, and I am about ready to hit the hay also. So, WFGU 844, we're calling it a night. You have a good night, Kev. Talk to you later, buddy. Bye.
Before y'all leave, I want to wave a good evening to 566 and 844 Sherman. I know it's about the same thing here, about to go to bed, but I just wanted to wave my hand to you guys, man. WSOZ 793, Monterey.
Same to you, 793. Have a great night. Hope for me to talk to you tomorrow. 566 clear.
That's right.
I'm waving the imaginary solder sucker at you there, Dave. DSGU 844. Have a good night, buddy. And it was great talking to you earlier. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, Roger, it was great talking to you too, my friend. Have yourself a good night, and I'm monitoring.
Yeah, that's how good. Good laugh at that, buddy. Good night. Talk to you. WSGU 844.
WSGU 202, solder sucker.
Hello, radio check, radio check, radio check.
Solid copy of the air station, WSCT 257.
WRVT 771. Anyone out there?
Station's available for a signal report, WCT 257.
This is WRVT 771. You're coming through loud and clear, sir. Very loud and clear.
Roger that. I appreciate the call back. Just add a counterpoise hoping to help out here. Sounds like it is. Thanks again. WCT 257, clear and monitoring.
Okay. If you don't mind me asking where you translating from.
I am coming off the Detroit repeater out of Farmington here.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, I'm in Roseville, so, yeah. Loud and clear. No, no issues whatsoever.
Yep, thanks again. WCT 257 clear.
WRVC 771 clear.
One more time. Station 544. Station 544. WRET, what it is, copy. WRET, what it is, clear. WIUG 48, copy. 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 WIUG